It's that time of year again. Kazoo Fest is back from April 8th to the 12th with bands like Deerhoof,
Absolutely Free,
No Joy,
Phaedra,
Scott Merritt,
Motem,
Homeshake,
Lito Pimienta,
Blimp Rock,
Fetnat,
Alana Gurr,
Tyson and the Trepids,
Fist City,
Squeezy C,
Black Spirituals,
Tyvek,
Her Harbor,
and more than 25 other musical performances.
Also featuring visual art installations,
dance and multimedia performances,
the Print Expo,
and ending with a pancake breakfast.
Kazoo Fest is presented by Wellington Brewery,
The Cornerstone,
Bookshelf,
Mike Von Den at Home Group Realty,
and CFRU. For accessibility information and further venue details, please visit the website at www.kazookazoo.ca.
Hello and welcome to the third installment of the Kazoo Fest podcast. My name is Chelsea, and I'm the host of a show called The Flannel Hour, airing every Tuesday from 2 to 4. And today, I'm going to play you a whole bunch of great bands playing Kazoo Fest this year. And as well, we're going to have a bit of an interview. Well, not a bit. We're going to have an interview with Dan Loughran from Baby Labor, and he's going to be playing with Deerhoof and Darlene Shrug on the Friday night. But we'll get into that a bit more later. So hit up kazookazoo.ca so you can kind of follow along with the music, see who's playing when, and try to figure out a schedule for yourself. As well as you can listen to the first two episodes of the podcast there as well. Those ones were put on by Drive Time with Diener and Dunster, which can be heard Friday mornings from 7 till 9. So yeah, check all that out. The show today is going to start off a little weird. We're going to start off with New Fries, a Toronto band that's going to be playing Kazoo Fest on Thursday, April 9th. They're going to be playing at the Jimmy Jazz at 11:45. And that Jimmy Jazz show, the doors are going to be at 9. Jimmy Jazz shows are free, so if you're going to a lot of shows, paying a lot of cover, slip into the Jazz for a free show. It's going to be a lot of fun. New Fries have been getting a lot of talk lately on some pretty big media. Rookie Magazine, a magazine put out for, well, mainly girls, but they were featured in Rookie Magazine, which is awesome. But enough of the talk. Let's just hear some of their music from their album EP, They I. Here's New Fries with Fixed Touch on the Kazoo Fest podcast, brought to you by CFRU 93.3 FM.
They don't see the dismantle, they don't see the love, they don't see
Are listening to the third installment of the Kazoo Fest podcast. My name is Chelsea, host of the Flannel Hour, and in studio today with me is Dan Lochran from Baby Labor. Hey.
Hello.
How's it going, Dan?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good.
Nice.
So we were just talking about crosses.
Yeah, Crosses.
Who we just heard from. We just heard this song called Smoke. Smoke? Wait, where am I? I got lost here. Yes, Smoke.
Yeah.
From Obsidian Spectre.
That's a good record, man.
Yeah.
Got those Sabbath vibes to it.
Mm-hmm. And Crosses is going to be playing with New Fries, which is going to be a great show. And they're going to be joined by Guelph band BSHC. And that one is happening on the Thursday night, Thursday, April 9th, at the Jimmy Jazz. And first band's going on at 11, then 11:45 for New Fries. And Crosses is going on at 12:30. Free show because it's a jazz. And yeah.
Yeah, sounds like regular Jimmy Jazz times to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's gonna be good. So, Dan.
Hey. Hey.
Your band, Baby Labor, is gonna be playing Kazoo Fest this year.
Yeah, real excited about that.
Playing the big show.
Big high fives. Huge. Just, I've been high-fiving everybody for the past month since I figured this out.
Mm-hmm.
Or since, you know, they told me about it.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, solve a puzzle or anything. Like, they were just like, hey, you're doing it. And I was like, yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and you're doing the big show with Deer Hoof that's happening on the Friday night. Friday the 10th.
Yeah.
And your band, Baby Labor, is going on at 7:45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I think, yeah. Yeah.
Doors for that show are open at 7. So people out there, if you've gotten yourself a crony pass already, you want to get there early.
No, you. I think.
For this
I mean,
one.
I think the information's on the website, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I remember talking to Dave or somebody from Kazoo saying, like, because that show's kind of like the big one of the festival, the crony pass people, like, you gotta show up early?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, you can't, like, show up right at the end?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember exactly what the deal was. But there was something.
Yes.
The information's available on the Kazoo website.
It's available at kazoo.ca. From what I read, if you get there before 7:30 and you have a crony pass,
everything's cool.
You're okay.
Yeah.
After 7:30, you're not guaranteed. And that's for any of the venues. If they reach capacity and you have a crony pass, then you're out of luck. But there's lots going on around so many venues, so it'll be okay.
Yeah, everything will be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if you spend the money on a crony pass, you might as well just, like, you know, write off the weekend with your job, with your family, and just show up to every show and show up as promptly as possible. Because you're not going to, like, regret it.
No.
Like, what do you... you bought the pass.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, otherwise, if you want to buy tickets for this Deer Hoof, Darlene Shrug, and Baby Labor show, which you should do, you can buy tickets online at Ticket Break. You can go to the Kazoo Fest website, kazoo.ca, and you can find a link there as well. And it's going to be happening at St. George's Church in Mitchell Hall, and it's physically accessible, which is great. So let's talk about your band a little.
All right.
From Guelph.
Mostly, yeah.
Based in Guelph. And you released a little split with Badminton Racket.
Yeah, we did a split 7-inch with Badminton Racket. I guess we put it out, was it in June? Or was it after? Was it in August?
It was
after the Incline Decline thing that happened, which mm-hmm. was the same weekend as Hillside. So mm-hmm. after Hillside, I think it was August.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was August. But yeah, that was a good show. We played with The Flu, who are, I guess, in Toronto now. They're
mm-hmm.
in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
Those guys are sick.
Yeah, they're great too.
Mm-hmm. It's been fun. I think we've sold a lot. I don't know. I haven't counted how many we sold. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I guess we didn't print that many, so mm-hmm. like, there's not that many to sell in the first place.
Yeah. Are you guys going to be having your the splits at Kazoo?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll bring a few out, whatever we have left. I feel like everyone's going to be buying Deerhoof stuff anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, maybe someone will want it. But then again, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like there's going to be a bunch of people at this show who I've never even seen before. And
yes.
Guelph's not, like, the biggest town in the whole world, so
no.
It's going to be weird.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to bring posse vibes to the stage and just like a general sort of like Good Samaritan camaraderie type situation. That's what I hope to bring to the festival this year.
Is Jake going to be bringing the – what's Jake going to bring?
Jake's going to be bringing the – is you know what? Jake's he's cutie pie. He's going to up the cute factor. We have a whole – yeah.
Jake, of course, is crazy drummer in Baby Labor. Crazy good drummer.
Yeah, he's real good, yeah.
I don't know if it needs the both of you, that band, Baby Labor. I feel like you guys complement each other very, very well.
Right on.
When you're playing.
Well, thank you.
Because both, I can watch either of you and be kind of like, what is going on right now?
Right on. I don't know if that's like, like what's happening?
In a good way.
Okay, sick.
All good.
All
don't
good.
Worry.
Posse
don't worry.
Vibes.
Yeah, posse vibes all around. Baby Labor brings the posse vibes.
We're going to be bringing some weird, like, extra experience vibes to this show. Because we got a new guy with the band.
Ah, tell me, tell us.
I guess this is like the first time it's like a public thing where mm-hmm. I'm not speaking about it in closed quarters. But we have a new member in the band. His name's Troy. He's 49. He's been playing guitar longer than I've been alive. So that's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
So he's bringing like the experience edge to the band.
Yeah.
We got me, the posse vibes, Jake, cute, Troy, experience, and also a car.
Always good.
So we're good.
Yeah.
I don't know what the other bands are going to bring to the table.
Well, if you want to hear what Darlene Shrug's going to be bringing to the table, you can listen to the previous installment of the Kazoo Fest podcast.
Is there a bunch of stuff, info on that band in the last
yeah,
one?
Yeah, there's an interview with Darlene Shrug in the last one.
Oh, amazing.
And the first one was an interview with Thomas.
Oh, that guy's amazing. He's
yeah.
so great. The first time I saw him play, he did like a solo electric guitar, really weird jazz set, and he was opening for Do Make Say Think, and he just did these really weird Christmas songs. But not like weird, I mean, they were Christmas songs, right? But I mean, like, the harmonies and, like, the chords that he was playing were, like, super extended, and, like, he was just, it looked like his hands were 4 foot long. That guy's incredible. Fantastic guitar player. And the voice of an angel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
But I really want to hear this Darlene Shrug interview now. Because as far as I know, they've got the one song on the Bandcamp. And mm-hmm. I've just been like, I don't know what this is. It sounds great.
It does.
For some reason, the last time I listened to it, I was like, this sounds like T-Rex. And then I listened to it again, and I was like, this doesn't really sound like T-Rex. But whatever.
Yeah.
I guess that's probably a really good sign. If you can,
when you can't.
You got that flux.
Yes, definitely. Well, let's get to some of your music.
Okay.
Right now. And we'll play Coke Party.
The one off the split. 7-inch?
Yeah. Unless
there's
something you want to hear more?
Something that I want to hear more?
Mm-hmm.
There's a million things I want to hear more than this one. It'll take too long to figure it out.
Okay. So this is Coke Party from the Badminton Racket and Baby Labor split that you'll be able to pick up from either of those bands because they're both playing Kazoo Fest this year, kazoo.ca. And yeah, this is the Kazoo Fest podcast brought to you by the Flannel Hour and CFRU 93.3 FM. Here's Coke Party. We'll be right back.
to order breakfast.
Deerhoof.
Yeah.
From their new album, La Isla Bonita.
La Isla Bonita?
Exit Only is the song. And before that, Baby Labor with the song Coke Party. And Dan Loughran from Baby Labor is in the studio today, joining me for this special Kazoo Fest podcast number 3. Hey.
3. 1, 2, 3.
Yes.
Uno, dos. Like those Green Day records.
Exactly like the Green Day
That's
records.
That's how I learned.
And we're talking all Kazoo Fest, which is happening April 8th till 12th in a bunch of awesome locations in downtown Guelph. And you are playing on the Friday night with Deerhoof.
Yeah. 7 p.m. are the doors. 7:45 we're on, and then I think we're doing like a half hour.
Nice.
Everyone's doing a half hour, and then Deerhoof's doing like 4 or 5 hour set.
They're just going to play
three to four encores.
Play until church on Sunday morning.
Yeah. Wow. That'd be amazing. They could do it, too.
Probably.
They've been a band for like 20 years. I think this is their 20th year or
wow.
21st. I don't know if they went over 20 years or they're doing their 20th year, but I saw them in October with this band White Reaper opened up for them. It was amazing. They're mm-hmm. so good.
There you have it.
I'm like a 15-year-old. I'm reverting back to like a 15-year-old Dan being like, oh, my God.
And you get to play with them this time.
That's why.
Yeah.
It's so sick.
Yeah. So you can go to kazookazoo.ca, ticketbreak.ca or .com for tickets. It's going to be $20 plus service charges in HST, and it's going to be so much fun. So make sure to get tickets for that. Lots of great stuff coming up for Kazoo Fest. I keep looking at the schedule and just being like, where am I going to go? I could go anywhere mm-hmm. on this day. And Kazoo Fest is also doing a great job at bringing out some non-music things as well. There's the Kazoo Print Expo going on Saturday, April 11th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in St. George's Church in Mitchell Hall. So after Friday night, you can just
hang out, sleepover.
Sleep in Mitchell Hall. I'm sure they won't mind at all. And check out the Kazoo Print Expo. It's a bunch of zines and shirts and posters and all sorts of awesome printed things.
It's a print expo.
Have you checked out the print expo before?
I think 2 years ago I did, but actually last year I was out of town for Kazoo Fest, so I didn't check out anything last year,
mm-hmm.
which is a regret I have.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those people that say like, yo, no regrets, that's stupid. You have to have regrets. I didn't go to Kazoo Fest. That's a regret. What am I going to not regret that? That's.
And you people out there don't want to have those regrets. So you want to get on out to Kazoo Fest for everything between April 8th and 12th.
Yeah, no regrets this year.
No regrets. There's so many shows going on. And there's a ton of free shows as well. So if you're strapped for cash, you can still participate in so many things like the Print Expo. There's also art openings and book launches. So much.
Does there was the thing that Alex and Monica are doing. on the opening. Is it the Thursday or is it the Wednesday?
Wednesday, April 8th. They have a project called Versa, which was part of a micro grant offered by Kazoo Fest and Ed Video Media Art Center. So they're going to be on at 9 p.m. And it's a project. Yeah, it's a collaboration, audio-visual collaboration, influenced by contemporary soundscape, soundtrack music, instrumental post-rock, and 60s psychedelic.
Right on.
So that's going to be a lot.
What I'm saying is I trust them. Mm-hmm. I trust Alex and Monica that they will be doing something radical to open up the fest, which is pretty sick.
Yeah, so that whole event is starting at 7:30 p.m. at Silence, which is at 46 Essex Street. It's a physically accessible venue, all ages and licensed, $10, and Snake Church.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's going to be the openers at 8:15. And I don't know what to think about Snake Church. Let's talk about Snake Church.
Oh, Michael Mucci and Ben Grossman. Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Ben probably working with some electronics and Michael Mucci doing some affected guitar stuff. But I don't know why it's called Snake Church and what's this, like, these weird 40s posters that are going on. I don't know. I like it.
Creating a weird vibe.
That's the thing. You got to create a mystique. And if there's one man in Guelph that has a mystique around him, it's Ben Grossman. He's amazing.
Yeah, so that show is going to be great. And then also on Wednesday is a little later on the other show, which you could probably maybe catch most of all of the shows going on. Badminton Racket is starting at 10:15 at E-Bar, followed by Tyvek and Absolutely Free.
Yeah, that's real. Mm-hmm. That's a real life.
So Wednesday night is starting off great. Then Thursday night is starting off great. Every night is going to be amazing. And let's hear some more music.
You want to do some music?
Yeah. Right now, we're going to go to some Tough Age. From their self-titled album, we're going to hear a song called Open Up. And they're playing Saturday the 11th at Jimmy Jazz at 12:30 a.m. And you're listening to Kazoo Podcast number 3. From the Flannel Hour and CFRU 93.3 FM.
Better open it up while you're hard on me. forgetting just what you lack. Don't look down, you'd be surprised. See the goblin dreams before your very eyes. Hey Felix, hey Felix, don't jump. Your dreams are gonna kill you, melt your wings. Hey Felix, find your median. Folks think you're bipolar, but you're just head and shoulder. Hey Felix, hey Felix, don't jump.
Peterborough, Ontario. That's The Lonely Parade from their album Sheer Luxury. That song was called Hey Felix. And Lonely Parade are playing Kazoo Fest on Friday, April 10th. They're going to be playing at the free show at the Jazz. And they will be going on at 11:45. Before Lonely Parade, we heard from Vancouver band, or at least previously Vancouver bass band Tough Age, from their self-titled album. That song was called Open It Up. And they are also going to be playing Jimmy Jazz, but on Saturday, April 11th, they're going to be closing that night down and playing at 12:30 a.m. And Dan Lochran's still in the studio with me.
Hey.
We've just been...
just hanging out.
Chilling.
Just hanging out.
Talking some kazoos.
Talking smack.
Yeah.
Jive talking.
I don't know. but we've been listening to some great music, and we have still so much to come up, because there's almost 50 bands playing at Kazoo Fest, which is crazy.
How are we supposed to cram 50 bands in an hour?
Impossible. If we super speed it. But do you want to just get right back into some more music and then, because we're...
Yeah, it's your show.
All right. We're going to go right back into some music, because why not? We've been doing lots of talk. So we're going to hear first from a band from Kitchener, Waterloo, Guelph area called Battle Wolf. They have one song that I'd like to play on here, but I won't. Check it out, though. Battle Wolf with a U. .bandcamp.com. And I'm going to play you a song called CAPTCHA. It's from Just Do What You Do and Never Look Around the Others. And Battle Wolf is going to be playing Saturday the 11th at District at 11 p.m. Doors for that show are at 9:30. And that one's going to be $10. And I'll tell you who else is going to be playing with them after. Here's CAPTCHA by Battle Wolf. You are listening to The Flannel Hour on CFRU 93.3 FM. Today, doing a Kazoo Fest podcast number 3. And my name is Chelsea, and I'm joined here today by Dan Lochran from Baby Labor.
Bonjour.
And we just heard from a Hamilton band called the Pewcumber Sasquatch Family Band. And that song was called Asparagus Mouth. And they are going to be playing on Friday, the 10th, at the Jimmy Jazz at 11. So make sure to check that out. They seem like they're going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Bit weird. Don't really know what was going on in some parts of that song.
Yeah.
And they have really fun lyrics. And yeah, check them out. Pewcumber.bandcamp.com. Before that, we heard from Battle Wolf and their song Captcha. And Battle Wolf is going to be playing with kind of Guelph favorites, Fetnat.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people that I run into that have seen Fetnat, that's all we kind of talk about.
Every time. It's just like, when's Fetnat coming back?
Fetnat.
They're the best, man.
Yes.
They're so good.
Yes. And that show is going to be awesome. That's happening on Saturday.
Who else is on that?
The 11th. It's Fetnat at 12:45, Fifth City at 11:45, Battle Wolf at 11, and Stucca at 10:15. And it's only $10.
Up at the second floor district.
Yes.
Right on.
Sweet. Yeah, so that's at 10 Wyndham Street North. It's not physically accessible because you need to go up the stairs to get there. And doors are at 9:30 for that show. Will be all ages and licensed. And I'm not going to play a Fetnat song today on the show.
You've played Fetnat before on this show before.
Lots and lots.
The last time I was here, I think we just played Fetnat.
Only Fetnat for the whole hour. But you can check back to the other Kazoo podcast done by Diener and Dunster. On number 2, Fetnat was played kind of near the end. And last week, I played it on my show as well, so you can hear it there or go to their Bandcamp. It's really endless opportunities to listen to Fetnat.
Online. Internet. Yeah.
Buy it. And give those guys some of your money, because they deserve it.
It's next level stuff, that's for sure.
Yeah. So you can check that out on the Friday.
I think the first time I saw them, I just emptied, like, my wallet into their hands and was like, give me everything you have. And they're like, that's like $70. And I was like, that's cool. Be right back.
Yes.
And then I did that. Which is kind of, good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Real nice. Because the next time I saw them, they were like, you want to buy a record? I was like, I have everything. I bought it all the first time I saw you. It was that. And they were like, oh, all right, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can also catch members of Fetnat in Last X, another great band coming for Kazoo Fest. And Last X is going to be playing on Thursday, April 9th at E-Bar with No Joy. They're going on at midnight. Last X is going on at 11 p.m. And Masks is going on at 10:15. Another $10 show. Doors are at 9:30. And it is also all ages and licensed. So, yeah.
Right on.
If we've talked a lot about Fetnat being kind of our number ones, I guess Deerhoof is up there, too, for you.
Oh, Deerhoof's obviously up
who
there.
Who else are you really looking forward to seeing?
I want to see Deerhoof. I want to see Homeshake. I want to see Last X. I want to see Absolutely Free. I want to see Fetnat. I want to see Black Spirituals, because I feel like that's going to be super gnarly. Some improvised percussion and noise. Whatever stuff. I mean, it's coming out of California, and everything that's come out of California in the past decade has been mind blowing. So that's a real lofty statement. Whatever. John McKeel is pretty sick. Obviously, I'm going to see Badminton Racket because they're my boys, my buds. What else do I want to see? I want to see Tyson. Because I don't think I ever got a chance to see his old band.
Yeah, Tyson and his Trepids.
And his Trepids, yeah. I'll probably go see Thomas's new thing, that Love Thy Will Be Done, that one.
And that show is going to be a really great one because it's happening on Sunday, April 12th in the morning.
Yeah, that one's going to be...
Pancake breakfast show.
It's going to be necessary to see him on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like at a glance, that's sort of all the stuff that I've like am really sort of amped on. I want to go see the Lonely Parade again too, but I feel like it's overlapping with something else.
John
that
McKeel.
I want to see. Is it overlapping with that? See, that's the thing, because they're sick.
Mm-hmm.
We played with them and the Skeletones 4 at the E-Bar, and like they're incredible.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on in Peterborough right now.
Yeah.
There's that little festival thing that Kyle and Nate are going up to, the Not Quite Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently Peterborough's a spot. That's sick.
There you go.
Ontario needs more spots. That's the thing. Brantford's trying to be a spot. Peterborough's trying to be a spot.
Is Guelph a spot?
Guelph's a spot.
Okay.
Is London a spot? London's a spot. London's got like two different sort of like greasy punk house shows places going on.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It is.
A lot of weird little houses in Ontario doing stuff.
Yes.
Love it.
And now we're going to go to someone who is not from Ontario. He's from, based out of Montreal. We're going to play some Home Shake right now.
Yeah.
From the last album, In the Shower. This song is called Duda on the Flannel Hour and Kazoo Podcast and CFRU. Have been listening to Kazoo Fest podcast number 3. It's been me, Chelsea, and my co-host guest Dan Lochran from Baby Labor.
Hi.
So thank you for being on the show today.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Chatting Kazoo.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, hit up kazoo.ca for all the information you need concerning the schedule. All the tickets are available at doors at the time of the shows, except for the Deer Hoof. Darlene Shrug Baby Labor Show, you can buy those tickets in advance. Go to kazookazoo.ca. And, yeah, you can do that. We're going to end with one more song. We're going to hear from a band from St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. They are called Family Video. And this song is called Sitting in My Room. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back on Tuesday, 2 to 4, doing the normal flannel hour thing. Thanks. And